This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.
Sure, there's the Eagles and there's the Dockers, right?
Yep.
But what other great rivalries exist around Perth?
Well, sometimes there's North versus South. Mm. I've lived both. I don't really feel any kind of rivalry, but
I've lived South my entire life. So
Telethon has been trying to, you know, cause trouble in the last few years with its North versus Southism.
But I tell you what, it's worked a little bit though, hasn't it?
Yeah. There was always Chicken Treat versus Red Rooster Chips.
Oh yeah. I don't know about that.
They invented chicken salt.
Yeah, fair enough. No, you got a point there. There's always the small rivalries at little like pockets of sports places as well. Like for me, one of my favourite rivalries is the Average Joe's versus the Green Machine at Fitzpatrick's in Maddington.
And can you explain all of that?
Indoor soccer.
Okay, right.
Average Joe's was my team.
Actual with playing the ball or playing the ball.
Not foosball. Like actually running around kicking the ball.
With a PlayStation thing. That's a PlayStation thing. Well, that's how you usually play a sport, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Once
upon a time, I actually used to be a little bit active.
Oh.
But yeah, I think there was, had to have been about four seasons of consecutive grand finals between us two teams. It was one of the great rivalries, Lise.
Yes, when I played GA for the Koalis up in Les Murdy, we were rivals with, anyone who had to take us on because we reigned supreme, but particularly St. Bridget's. We're just St. Bridget's.
Tell us about the great rivalries in Perth, the other ones we haven't heard of yet.
Rivalries would have to be radio stations. We've got Mix 94.5, and then we've got There Is No Competition.
Yeah, so, well said. Well said, yeah. Tim.
Are there other radio stations?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No, there isn't.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem. Cheers, guys.
We've got Rod in Bankshire Grove.
Of course,
hey, mate.
Rod.
Gordon Holden.
Yes.
Which side of the fence do you sit, mate?
Holden, of course.
Yeah,
Holden.
Me too.
Really?
Well, you know, because I liked Man of the Mountain. I used to watch that thing, and I liked the Holdens.
Yeah.
It's almost walking distance from my place.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Not Mount Bathurst.
No, not Bathurst.
That's a brisk walk.
That's a good one, Rod. Thanks, mate.
You do that if you've got a Ford.
Dan in Greenwood, the great rivalries around Perth, mate. What do you got for us?
Well, the little rivalry that we had at high school was my school, Sacred Heart, up against St. Mark's. It wouldn't matter whether it was a sporting competition or if it was like an academic one. There was a fair rivalry between us, so much so I think there was a swimming carnival we had, in year 12, so we're talking like late, 2001 for us. There might have been a little bit of a scuffle between a couple of the top swimmers there, but they always had some sort of rivalry between those two.
Why? Are they close? Are they...
Sacred Heart's right near Hillary's Boat Harbour, that one there, and then St. Mark's is sort of just around the other side on your way towards the Whitford Shopping Centre.
Okay.
So it's really close by. So
that's going to do it.
Good one. I love school rivalry.
We could almost see Mercedes from our school and those.
Get me started on Mercedes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You should see the way they played hockey. I still got on my fingers.
We had the Kennington train station was our battleground, and that was the train line separated Kennington and St. Norbert College.
And the Sharks.
Well, you know, when you're 16. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Have you ever lost your car or forgot where you parked it or thought, gee, that level there looks exactly the same as that level there or that
Too
road
many
looks the
times
same.
Then I care to, like, we go to the Royal
and
Show,
don't
for
all
example.
Cars look the same.
Yeah, they do, right? And just the different streets as well, like if you decide to park when it's Royal Show time, you know? You've never done that, park down the street, the Royal Show?
Yeah, I can usually find my way back just following the train line.
And
but you're so excited when you get there. I'm going to get on the right, And I can understand that you need an adult to be able to remember where the car is. But the airport long-term car park is one where I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
Just once. I won't do it twice. But it is a thing of the past, we hope. Google Maps has introduced a new feature that will help you remember where you parked your car in case you forgot. All the Android users have to do is tap the blue dot and then tap save your parking to add their parking location to the map.
Now, I had a thought when I was reading through this and I was like, okay, this is great, but what about a multi-story car park, right? Because even if you tap the dot and it will add where you parked, you're looking top down, right? So how can you remember which of the multi-story, like which level you're on when it comes to the multi-story, right? But
you're going to have to look at the number next to the lift.
Well, this is where it gets good, okay? Because when you tap, users can add additional details about their parking spot by tapping the label to open the parking card, right? So when you actually tap on this little dot there that says, yep, you've saved your parking spot, it opens up a little notepad where you go, all right, by the way, you're on the level with the koala in the Murray Street car park.
A koala?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because, you know, the Murray Street one, the multi-level of Murray Street, they're all different. Like, oh,
we're
animals.
Not using name sort of numbers or letters. We're going like Fred Flintstone vitamins, are
no,
we?
No, well, no, like the different levels. Like in the multi-story on Murray Street, right, I think number 8 is a kangaroo, number 7 is a koala, and I think level 6 might be like a... I don't know, it might be like a Tassie Tiger or something like that.
It's a great idea, but then I get all sort of monopoly about it. And I want to park on the level with the cat or something. It just makes it harder for me to settle on a parking spot.
For iOS users, the steps are really similar, right? Because at the moment, Android is the one that's got it out. But Google said this in their blog post on Tuesday. iOS users are going
Does
to pretty
mean
much
iPhone?
Have... Yeah, iPhone.
Just,
yeah.
Can you just call it?
iPhone. They're going to have the exact same automatic parking detection stuff soon. So... to get the new feature, all you have to do is just upgrade your maps on Android or iOS to the latest version. And it's as simple as that. It should be good to go. But it did get us thinking, and a great opportunity for one of our great gratuitous Seinfeld moments on Lisa and Pete. Enjoy the car park.
Where's the car?
Well, I thought it was here.
You don't know where we parked?
This is great.
I thought it was green 22.
I remember orange. I thought it was orange.
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, this is just what I need.
I'm sure it's right around here.
Yeah, it looks familiar. I remember the elevator.
There's elevators all over. Everything looks the same. But like rats in some experiment.
It's over there. I know where it is.
It's black, right?
Well, it's dark brown.
So a parking lot, you write it down. How hard is that?
There it is. Ah. No. Toyota. I thought it was...
Hey, did we come in over there?
I thought we came in over there.
How long can fish live in one of these plastic bags?
I don't know, maybe 2 hours?
You better find this car.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete love having their affairs in order. Wait, that doesn't sound right. Help your family when they need it most with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.